contrasted oddly with the rest of her features. With her pretty face and pale blonde hair, she looked more like an angel than a vampire. As her teeth neared my bare skin, I felt my heart race with a mix of fear and anticipation. I always hated feeling the latter, but it was nothing I could help, a weakness I couldn't shake. Her fangs bit into me hard, and I cried out at the brief flare of pain. Then it faded, replaced by a wonderful golden joy that spread through my body. It was better than any of the times I'd been drunk or high, better than sex, or so I imagined, since I'd never done it. It was a blanket of pure, refined pleasure, wrapping me up and promising everything would be right in the world. On and on it went. The chemicals in her saliva triggered an endorphin rush, and I lost track of the world, lost track of who I was. Then, regretfully, it was over. It had taken less than a minute. She pulled back, wiping her hand across her lips as she studied me. "You okay?"
Yeah.
I lay back on the bed, dizzy from the blood loss. "I just need to sleep it off. I'm fine." Her pale, jade-green eyes watched me with concern. She stood up.
"I'm going to get you something to eat."
My protest came awkwardly to my lips.